It is now 6 p.m., Friday, April 19th, 2013. There's a tension in the air, a sort of electricity that cannot be ignored. Moments from now, the most impressive and most wide-reaching media event in the world is about to begin, Trivia 2013. For the next 54 hours, this station and your team will embark on a major adventure. For 54 hours, we'll play trivia as it is played nowhere else. Starting in a few moments and ending at midnight Sunday, you will be exposed to over 430 questions about movies, television, radio, comic books, records, history, current events, measurements, and all of it is trivia. The rules for the next 54 hours are explained by trivia chairman Jim Oliva.
Teams that are registered and feel that they have a correct answer may call the trivia telephone number immediately after the question has been read. Give the operator your ID number clearly, then give your answer. The operator will then thank you for your answer. Hang up immediately. Only one answer and one call will be permitted per question for each team. Any team that we feel is displaying unsportsmanlike conduct, attempting to sabotage another team, making multiple calls per question, or engaging in any activity we deem undesirable, will be disqualified. If you wish to consolidate with another team, tell us and we will make the necessary arrangements. The trivia complaint number will be announced later in the contest. We are the judges of all trivia matters. Our sources are final. Good luck, and let the contest begin.
The Masters are here. The world holds its breath. The questions are ready. The operators are waiting as the trivia capital of the world, Stevens Point, Wisconsin, gets ready to start. This is it from 90 FM Trivia 2013.
Get the motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and punks and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. The world in a love embrace. Foul of the band, the button, explode into space. Like a true nature. We were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high. I never wanna die. Born.
trivia, 44. Yeah, that's not all, folks.
Ah, I had to get it in one time. I promise, no more, no more, no more. Oh, yeah. It's been a long year, and we're ready to roll. Want to have some condolences to send out today, and congratulations as well. A co-worker, played trivia every year, lost his battle with cancer this year. His name was Paul Ohm from Astro Wolfpack. He had the barbershop or TBS in his name. I played on Astro Wolfpack myself and would like to dedicate his memory this year as he was a close friend. Say, TJ wants to honor Paul Ohm's memory in this year's contest. And I know he's tuning in to the Oz from heaven. Also, teammate whose players have passed away, Walter Borth, one of the original members of Larry and Vince's Driving Academy, passed away unexpectedly last summer at the age of 55, one day after taking part in one last trivia competition. He will be missed by his friends. Also, Bruce Knutson, who used to play on FDFD, and we can't say what those four letters mean. That's Brooke Knutson's sister, and Bruce will be remembered. And also, one of 90FM's very own, Rob Holland. People knew him as Bobby Uggles. He was here and on the air. I knew him when he was here at 90FM, and when he used to come back to visit, always would get to chat with him. He will be missed. And welcoming a new member to the Aubin Hypnotized team, longtime trivia player Emerence Strike and his wife Sarah welcomed Landon Nicholas Strike. Hope they get that little new player gets a question right this year. Okay, we have 375 teams, 9,660 players playing in this contest. Question number one, welcome to Trivia 44, and that is not all, folks. You're back for more, and we're ready to provide it. Stevens Point and the world, get ready to play the contest. Sit back for the next 54 hours and just enjoy the show. As they say, welcome back, our friends, to the show that never ends. This is a reminder that unless specified, we always want the performing name when we ask for names. And now for question number one. At the beginning of a television show, fictional character Colt Seavers took credit for making a particular actor famous. What is the first and last name of that actor? Once again, Hour 1, Question 1, Trivia 2013. At the beginning of a television show, fictional character Colt Seavers took credit for making a particular actor famous. What is the first and last name of that actor? Good luck to you and your teams as you play in the world's largest trivia contest right here on 90FM.
Trivia 44 and Jim Oliva.
Well, East Coast girls are hip, I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern girls with the way they talk, they knock me out when I'm down there. The Midwest farmer's daughters really make you
We're working on question number one, hour one, Trivia 44. At the beginning of a television show, fictional character Colt Sievers took credit for making a particular actor famous. What is the first and last name of that actor? That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number one, hour one, Trivia 44. At the beginning of a television show, fictional character Colt Sievers took credit for making a particular actor famous. What is the first and last name of that actor? Correct answer, Robert Redford. Robert Redford, correct answer to question number one. On to question number two, hour one, Trivia 44. What is the name of the product which claimed in print advertising it provided pain-relieving heat that attaches to you, not an outlet? Once again, hour one, question two, Trivia 44. What is the name of the product which claimed in print advertising it provided pain-relieving heat that attaches to you, not an outlet?
Some dirt in your eyes. Here I go. Thank you. But it don't look like you're gonna live. Goodbye. I got to put you down. I'll see you someday. Baby, somewhere hanging around.
We're working on question number two, hour one, trivia 44. What is the name of the product which claimed in print advertising it provided pain-relieving heat that attaches to you, not an outlet? All the time there is on question number two, hour one, trivia 44. What is the name of the product which claimed in print advertising it provided that attaches to not an outlet? The correct answer, Thermacare. Thermacare was the correct answer. Question number three, hour one, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional big screen police lieutenant who took fingerprints of the great Rinaldi by breaking into his dressing room at the 44th Street Theater? Once again, hour one, question three. What is the first and last name of the fictional big screen lieutenant, police lieutenant, who took fingerprints of the great Rinaldi by breaking into his dressing room at the 44th Street Theater? Good luck from 90 FM.
The booty puzzle, the goody puzzle, Scooty.
See that makes a party party. See that makes a party party. See that makes.
First you get some gravel, pour it in the mouth. Mix a mess of mortar, you add some mess of water. See the Mallorooney come out, slurp, slurp, slurp.
See, that makes a party party. See, that makes a party party. See, that makes a party party.
Who wants a bucket of cement?
Thank you.
met some gravel, pour it in the bout. To mix the mess of mortar, you add some mess of water. See the mellow room, you come out. Slurp, slurp, slurp.
Cement mixer, potty, potty. Cement mixer, potty, potty.
Bucket of cement.
We're working on question number three, hour one, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the fictional big screen police lieutenant who took fingerprints of the great Rinaldi by breaking into his dressing room at the 44th Street Theater?
In the Valley of the Jolly.
The can of beans. And that's why the cat's on me. One day left is Valley Fair. I mean to say, this cat was mad. Now looking around, he wasn't gone long.
Then he ran into an Amazon. Well, this changed his whole complexion.
Rocky.
He had never seen such beautiful sight. For it, he looked at her, and she looked at him, and she almost passed out from fright. She looked at her, thought, what a dilly. He touched her once, she slapped him silly. This was something he had never seen. He looked at her. She commands. Now listen, pal. This ain't no blue. I can't see going with the big green suit. You've heard about the job tonight. Don't let the trouble cross your mind. He couldn't get solid. Going back to his alley. The cat was colorblind.
That's it. Phones down. Oh, wait. No, we're working on that question. I'm sorry. Working on question number three. Hour one. That is the end of the question, right?
That's the end of the question. Could somebody help me on this? That's the end of the question, right? Okay, thank you.
That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back. Oh, man. Good thing after this shift I get some sleep. question number three. What is the first and last name of the big, fictional big-screen police lieutenant who took fingerprints of the great Rinaldi by breaking into his dressing room at the 44th Street Theater? The correct answer? Alan Bruce. Alan Bruce is the correct answer. On to question number four. Hour one, trivia 44. What is the device to raise and lower the dumbwaiter in Noodle McNoodle's kitchen? Once again, hour one, question four, trivia 44. What is the device used to raise and lower the dumbwaiter in Noodle McNoodle's kitchen?
Listen, my friends, while I tell you about a girl that's so
so warm and tender. Kisses so divine. I thank the Lord up above for making Jamie all mine. I'm so glad to belong to her, and she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie. Talking about Jamie. Yeah, talking about Jamie.
We're working on question number four, hour one, trivia 44. What is the device used to raise and lower the dumbwaiter in Noodle McNoodle's kitchen?
First name initial, first name initial.
And that's it. Phones down in the back. Phones down out back. That's all the time there is on question number four, hour one, trivia 44. What is the device used to raise and lower the dumbwaiter in Noodle McNoodle's kitchen? Correct answer, colander. Colander was the correct answer to that question. On to question, oh, no, not quite yet, because I have a bit of business to take care of.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
On to question number five, hour one, trivia 44. A recording artist released a doo-wop song which went to the top 20 in the pop charts during the 1980s. He sang lead and all of the background vocals in the song. What is the first and last name of this artist? Once again, hour one, question five, trivia 44. A recording artist released a doo-wop song which went to the top 20 in the pop charts during the 1980s. He sang lead and all of the background vocals in the song. what is the first and last name of this artist? Good luck from 90FM. Question number five, Hour 1, Trivia 44. A recording artist released a doo-wop song which went to the top 20 in the pop charts during the 1980s. He sang lead in all of the background vocals in the song. What is the first and last name of this artist? That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number five, hour one, trivia 44. A recording artist released a doo-wop song which went to the top 20 in the pop charts during the 1980s. He sang lead in all of the background vocals in the song. What is the first and last name of this artist? The correct answer, Billy Joel. Billy Joel was the correct answer to question number five. On to question number six, hour one. Trivia, 2013, what is the name of the first song playing in the background when Indiana Jones and his son are talking in a diner near Marshall College? Once again, hour one, question six, trivia 44, what is the name of the song playing in the background when Indiana Jones and his son are talking in a diner near Marshall College? Good luck to you and your team as you play in the world's largest trivia contest right here. On the Middle O, working on question number six of hour one of trivia 44. What is the name of the first song playing in the background when Indiana Jones and his son are talking in a diner near Marshall College? Good luck from 90 FM.
Bop, bop, bop. risers way up there. Bob Fender's straight pipe, she's running nitro.
That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number six, hour one, trivia 44. What is the name of the first song playing in the background when Indiana Jones and his son are talking in a diner near Marshall College? Correct answer, Wake Up Little Susie. Wake Up Little Susie, correct answer to that question. On to question number seven, hour one, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the only starting National Football League quarterback to not have a rushing first down during the 2012 regular season? Once again, hour one, question seven, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the only starting National Football League quarterback to not have a rushing first down during the 2012 regular season? Good luck from 90 FM. Looking at question number seven, hour one, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the only starting National Football League quarterback to not have a rushing first down during the 2012 regular season?
Johnny is a joker. He's a bird. A very funny joker. He's a bird. But when he jokes my honey, he's a dog. He's joking, ain't so funny. What a dog. Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby, the bird dog. Johnny sings a love song like a bird. He sings the sweetest love song you ever heard. But when he sings to my cow, what a howl. To me he's just a wolf dog on the prowl. Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby, the bird dog. Bird. He tiptoed up to reach her. He's a bird. Well, he's the teacher's pet now. He's a dog. Well, he wants he can get now. Well, what a dog. He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby. He's a bird dog. Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog. Chicken little.
That's it. Phones down out back. Phones down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number 7, hour 1, trivia 44. What is the first and last name of the only starting National Football League quarterback to not have a rushing first down during the 2012 regular season? Correct answer, Matt Schaub. Matt Schaub is the correct answer. Let's move right on to question number 8, hour 1, trivia 44. What is the name of the fictional housekeeper who demanded a fully funded 401k and a brand new Camaro for her work in addition to her regular wage? Once again, hour 1, question 8. What is the name of the fictional housekeeper who demanded a fully funded 401k and a brand new Camaro for her work in addition to her regular wage?
Trivia 44 and Jim Oliva.
Hey, girl, I love you.
Number 8, hour 1, trivia 44. What is the name of the fictional housekeeper who demanded a fully funded 401k and a brand new Camaro for her work in addition to her regular wage? Good luck from 90FM.
Okay, phone's down out back. Phone's down in the back room. That's all the time there is on question number 8. Hour 1, Trivia 44. What is the name of the fictional housekeeper who demanded a fully funded 401k and a brand new Camaro for her work in addition to her regular wage? Correct answer, Berta. The correct answer is Berta.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Welcome home. Our newest family medicine clinic on Hoover Road is now open and accepting new patients, featuring extended hours that meet your family's busy schedule at ministryhealth.org. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Central Wisconsin home, and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, Trivia. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association who remind you to buy local.
Good evening, Trivia players. With 90 FM News, I'm Aubrey Giordana. An Argentinian man who thought he bought a pair of poodles at an outdoor market in Buenos Aires brought them home to the vet only to be told they were actually ferrets on steroids. A man, a retiree from Catamarca, purchased the animals at La Salada, Argentina's largest bazaar. The veterinarian informed him that the ferrets had been given steroids at birth to increase their size and then had some extra grooming to make their coats resemble a fluffy toy poodle. He said he paid $150 per poodle. Another woman interviewed by the station said she was tricked into thinking she had purchased a chihuahua at the same market. It's unclear what the duped pet owners did with their faux poodles. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 36 degrees outside, and I'll have question number 1 of hour number 2 of Trivia 44 focus after this.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hey, Doc, this is Dan Waterman from 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure, why not?
What's your team name?
Beat you, Richard, like it owes you money.
Beat you, Richard, like it owes you money. Hmm. So how does a team get a name like that?
Drunken decisions, just like most things in Central Wisconsin.
So has your team ever gotten into trouble before?
Some of the cases are still pending. does that count as trouble?
Yeah, that's good enough for me. what is your team theme song?
Our team theme song is actually Willy Bum Bum.
How does it go? Can you sing it quick?
It's mostly just Willy Bum Bum, Willy Willy Bum Bum. But if I were to sing more lyrics, then it would be that whole, you know, getting into trouble thing again.
Okay, I understand. Well, how about you just give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
I would have to say, beep, 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 boo, 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 Christmas.
What are you guys doing to stay up this whole contest?
There's this thing called SodaStream, and you can get this one version of it that tastes like Red Bull. It's like a pure energy drink syrup. And you're supposed to hook it up to a carbonated water system, but we cut out the middleman. We just go straight for the syrup.
That sounds dangerous. I'm going to have to follow up on you guys.
Yes, please do. Have the ambulance on speed dial if you don't mind.
Many people often think Acme stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
A crappy, mediocre enema. Wow, that was off the top of my head and everything.
That was really good. That was impressive. The news radio station this side of Albuquerque.
90 FM,
WWSP. This is the focus. I'm Dan Waterman. Thank you for coming to the
Thank you. Thank you.
Visit UWFA.edu. Your locally owned and operated proud to serve your community. So one, Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, to remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a friend that travel guides you. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
And the winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for hour one is Ain't No Sunshine When They're Gone. Once again, Ain't No Sunshine When They're Gone. You can pick up your prize, bring your copy of the News Trivia Times with you, and your team ID number label in it to the 90FM studios located at 1101 Reserve Street. And now, the players for question one of hour two of Trivia 44. What is the name of the children's television series which was promoted in print with the following? It's positively action-packed with humor, heroes, and hip music that will get kids on their feet moving to a healthy beat. Once again, Trivia players, question number one of hour two of Trivia 44. What is the name of the children's television series which was promoted in print with the following? It's positively action-packed with humor, heroes, and hip music that will get kids on their feet moving to a healthy beat.